You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. Kate Lochte joins me in the studio. I'm Austin Carter, and we're joined on the phone by Ann Riley.
Miss Ann, hello.
And how are you?
Well, it's awful windy on top of the Preystoil Fine Arts. Is it windy where you are?
Yes, it is. In fact, I'm looking out on my outdoor room, and my fan, without having any electricity to it, is actually turning from the wind.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, you have been involved with the Marshall County Arts Commission for years. I dare say you probably are among the founders. Would that be correct?
No, not hardly. I was terribly involved with funding counties and the cities by being the property valuation administrator when that was founded, and I really didn't have the time to devote to it. So when I retired from that, that's when I got terribly involved.
And you are apparently tasked with one of the regular activities, raising money for the work that the commission does called the Race to the Finish event. That's where I perked up in my inbox when I saw the invitation. At that time, it was only 51 days left till this event on April 25th. I bet you have an updated day count.
I do. It's 42.
So tell me about the Race to the Finish Derby Party to raise funds for the Children's Art Activity Center.
Okay, as you know, we are building a children's art center. It is almost completed, but not quite. It's the details that we're working out now. Some of the things that we had to take out because of lack of funding that we are having to do ourselves. So in order to do things like that, we have fundraisers. And this is the third annual Race to the Finish. It's actually a play on words. Instead of Race to the Finish Line at Churchill Downs, it's a Race to the Finish the Building for the Children. And it is a derby-themed party. We have a hat contest for the ladies and a hat contest for the gentlemen. The Paducah Jazz Ensemble will be providing the dance music. We have a wonderful chef that is preparing a great meal. He always does a terribly good job. It is the cost is $500 for a table of eight, and we allow the ones who had tables last year to have first chance at them, but they have had their chance now, so it's open to the general public. If anyone would like a table, just give me a call at 270-703-0304.
It's at Kentucky Dam State Resort Park, and I do understand that Chef Kelly Staples is your man for great food.
Oh, he is. He has done a fantastic job. We did, he has been our chef ever since we started. We did a father-daughter Princess Ball back in February, and you should have seen some of the things that he created for the little girls. He did cupcakes for their dessert that looked like a high heel shoe. They were the cutest things I have seen in a long time. He just really goes all out to try to make this an outstanding event, and he always succeeds.
So the commission has regularly scheduled ongoing events to get this center done for the activities for kids that are also conducted at the Kenneth Chadon Performing Arts Center on the campus of Marshall County High School. Tell me about some of the activities for kids that you all want to see thrive.
Let me tell you about what we have scheduled for this summer for the kids. We have five different camps scheduled for the children of Marshall County. And by the way, let me say, too, that we have never allowed any child to not be able to attend any event, whether it be a camp or an event or whatever, if they did not have the money. Someone has always stepped up and seen to it that the children were allowed to participate in all the camps. The first camp that we started with was Smart Camp. It's capital S, lowercase m, and then capital A, capital R, capital T. And it stands for Summer Morning Art. And it is a camp for elementary grades 2 through 5, and it's for boys and girls, and we have an emphasis on the performance. This year's musical is going to be the Granny Awards, not Grammy, Granny Awards, with Miss Vicky Dowdy, the music director, and we'll also have a drama director. Valera Brooks is the camp director and visual art instructor, and we led this camp to only 30 campers, and it fills up real quickly. We also have an American Girl Camp. This features the American Girl doll with the cultural and art activities that involve with the American Girl dolls. You don't have to have an American Girl doll to be able to attend, because we will have all the dolls there for you. This camp is limited to 24 campers. This camp we had for the first time last year, and it was such a success, we had to turn people away, and we had a waiting list. So we have added American Girl Camp 2 for this year. Mm-hmm. You need to have attended American Girl Camp 1 before you go into Camp 2. We also have a youth on stage drama group, and that is composed of middle school through high school. And it's for performing arts students who have completed the sixth grade. They will participate in all aspects of the theater, from writing, set design, costume design, performance, music, song, and dance. It's just a really good place for middle students to be. And the last camp that we have instituted for this summer is instrumental music. This camp is for students who have completed the sixth grade or beginning band. It is not for new students. It's someone, you know, we have several different middle schools here in the county, and they all have different directors. So going into middle school, they will all have the same director. And this particular camp is designed to get them all on the same page from the same director. Every director directs just a little bit differently. And this is to help these kids get a head start on their band instruments for the year. But that's just some of the things that we have planned. We've got a lot of other things going on. I mentioned the fact that we did a father-daughter princess ball. We are trying to plan a mother-son outing. That's in the planning stages. There's just so many things that we can do if we can just get in this building, and the fundraising is the key.
About how much more money are you hoping to raise, and what's the goal for fundraising with Race to the Finish on April 25th?
Well, let me say it this way. We will be in debt $350,000. We have a very good backup plan. We have the county and the city standing good for us with a CACO loan, which is Kentucky Association of Counties. They have loaned us $300,000. And that if we cannot make the payments, we have to pay payments for 10 years, and if we can't make the payments, they'll back us up. So we've got a good backdrop, maybe should I say.
Sure.
But we don't want them to do it. We want to be able to do it ourselves. Year before last, the first year we had Race to the Finish, we cleared about $20,000. Last year, I think the figure was closer to $16,000.
But that's
you never know.
Yeah, that's a substantial effort.
Yes, it is. And that's the reason we start working on it early.
42 days early.
Oh, no. A lot of it is already done. Of course, all the planning is done. All the spreadsheets and everything they're done. I'm just waiting on table sales now to be able to know. Well, actually, each person who buys a table gets their logo of their company or their name or whatever embedded in the centerpiece to their table to identify their table, and it also gets them some free not free, $500, but some advertising if it's a business.
So, Anne, once again, it's at Kentucky Dam State Resort Park on April 25th. It benefits the Marshall County Arts Commission's Arts Center for Children. And aside from calling you at 270-703-0304, are there other avenues for people to obtain tables?
Not really. We generally have, when we have individual ticket sales, we have two or three outlets. This being $500, we really didn't want it to be laying out there somewhere. People, we usually use City Hall. They don't want to be responsible for that kind of money for if it's not theirs.
Sure.
And I can understand that.
Are there per-person tickets as well?
Yes, ma'am. They are $50 a piece. And since you raised that question, when you do the multiplication, you realize when you buy a table, you make an actual $100 contribution to the building fund because it's $500 instead of $400 for eight people.
Got it. Well, good. I bet you're going to have a big party, and I thank you for talking about it today with us on Sounds Good. Ann Riley, you go.
Yeah, thank you so much for asking me. I just really, really appreciate this opportunity.
Take care.